A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judah were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." God's word is life.
Thanks.
Some people are just plain impossible to ignore. Like John the Baptist, who comes onto the scene every Advent. This wild desert dwelling, locust and honey eating, camel's hair clothing wearing man, with eyes blazing and arms waving, his voice loud and uncensored. And while he's truly out there in every respect, he's actually not about drawing attention to himself. His sole interest is waking people up to who they are and to their complicity in the way things are and to the possibility of another way altogether. It's all there in that one word he's crying out, repent. Repent, he shouts, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That word, repent, it often smacks of, more than anything else, regret, guilt, shame. But in fact, it comes from the Greek word metanoia, meaning a change of mind, as in turn around, face a new direction. Open your mind and see a new world unfolding. Change your loyalty, reorient your compass. Redirect your will, your attention. Align yourself with a new way. That's what John is on about out there in the wilderness, away from the centers of power. He's this messenger sent by God, called to proclaim that there is this one who is coming, bringing another way, a reign of righteousness, of peace, with justice. So get ready. Make way for God's reordering of the world. It's on its way, he announces. It's this call to turn that landed for the worship team as we gathered a few weeks ago to wonder about our approach to Advent this year. What if we allowed John the Baptist to come off the page and to meet us, confront us, encourage us with this call to turn, turn away from the things in which we've sought life that can't actually give life, turning instead toward God, the source of abundant life. We hear John speak other words too, not just repent, not just turn. As he goes on to flesh out what that entails, we hear of the axe at the foot, at the root of the tree, cutting down that which does not bear good fruit. He speaks of winnowing, of separating the wheat from the chaff. He speaks of unquenchable fire. He's not talking about fires of hell. He's talking about the process of refining. He's speaking of pruning, of sorting what needs to go in order for new growth, new life to spring forth. I appreciate the glimpse we're given of what John is up to through this piece by Steve Garnes Holmes. Listen to this. Don't be afraid. John isn't threatening you. He's setting you free, relieving you of the crap that messes you up. What are the rough places in you that need to be made smooth? The crooked, twisted places that need straightening out? Surrender them to God. What are the lies that clutter up your head, the fears that infect your heart? Let them be winnowed out and burned. And what are the gifts you don't share, the second coat you don't give away, the despair you try to sell overpriced? Let God gently take them from your hands. Christ comes with the music of love in his heart. Let go of that suit of armor, attached as you are to it. You can be free now. Throw it off and dance. So there's this personal dimension to this work, this business of repentance, of turning. And there's the public, the social dimension of John's call to turn that he gives voice to. Repent, he cries out, for the kingdom of God has come near. The kingdom of heaven, it's code for a whole new social arrangement. In other words, Rome's empire is coming to an end, and God's vision for a just and peaceful order is on its way. Them's fighting words. Words to a people who have longed for a new lease on life, a remodeling of the world, a new future. These are words that inspire hope. These are words that make room to breathe again, the promise of the lifting up of people who are ground down. These are words that give notice to the privileged and the powerful. These are words that announce a great leveling. This is John out in the wilderness making a way with his words. This can be the gift of words. Words can make a way. We often default to the phrase, actions speak louder than words. And of course, there's truth in that. And sometimes words are powerful agents for change. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Greta Thunberg, our house is on fire. Barack Obama's Yes, We Can. Jesus's Unbind Him and Let Him Go. Words can make a way. The words we sing, the words we hold up on signs, the words we speak in conversation, the words we pray, the words we write in letters, in poems, in cards, in books. Words can inspire, words can reframe, words can empower, words can lend courage, words can reveal, words can tell the truth, Words can restrain, can liberate, can mobilize. Words can revoke decisions. Words can pave the way for a new tomorrow. Words can bring life. Words can make a way. Your words, my words, our words, when they arise from the Spirit of Jesus within us. Jesus, God's word of love. Who would have thought peace could arrive through the raising of a voice that's impossible to ignore? May God grant us the capacity to hear and to speak words that give life. Amen.